market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On the next HGTV Code Violators, bathroom renovations.
We want to knock this area out to make way for a huge shower. The blueprints say this is a load-bearing wall. Whatever that means.
HGTV Code Violators. Safety is the number one priority of someone else.
Here's a great feature. We installed an electrical outlet right here in the shower. Let's test it out by plugging in the hairdryer.
HGTV Code Violators. Your dream home remodel done right the seventh time.
Staircases are so old-fashioned, so we removed it. Now it's just an 8-foot drop. But don't worry, there's a mattress down there, so Grandma will be fine. In a few days.
The home of your dreams isn't finished until it's condemned. HGTV Code Violators.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump continues to defend his tweets targeting four congressional women of color, but faces strong Democratic opposition. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The
president's comments drip with racism.
Only a few Republicans have criticized the president's tweets and comments. President Trump today formally nominating Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper to head the Pentagon. Esper stepping down from his acting role in order to move forward with his Senate confirmation, which is expected to begin this week. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress to raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money.
Congress has the right to limit spending, but once we agree to spend money, we have to pay for it, and the credit of the United States government is the utmost importance.
Mnuchin says the government will likely run out of money in September, but he says he doesn't expect a federal shutdown. This is Fox News.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay.
Oh, no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
I'm crazy for you.
You shut up, dude.
We have a good days and bad days, you know, but,
yeah.
So now I'm living in my van by choice.
Yeah.
But that's it. I'm your modern day prophet. It's over. I'm not taking it anymore.
You know, he reminds me of the male version. I brought up the Twitter feed of this Rochester, New York radio sidekick who quit because she wasn't getting paid the same as the male host, who had been there longer and so forth. And I think just like this little guy.
And I live in a van down by the river.
That's what she's going to do. I'm actually sending her a tweet. I'm replying to her Twitter feed and her statement. I think that every one of the areas turned into him in the past year. She's been there a year. There's a thing called paying your dues. It ain't just radio. There's guys working not far from here at a baseball field called Riverwalk Stadium that are making, $24,000 a year. On the chance that they will develop a skill set that will enable them to play in Tampa for the parent team and make a minimum salary of $550,000 a year. But until they do, until they prove that they're worth that, that's what they're making. It's just the way it is. And when the day comes when everybody's got to have the set, this is what the AOCs and the rest of these socialist a-holes are advocating. They don't want you to drive a car. They don't want you to use air conditioning. They don't want you to eat steak. They don't want you to have jack squat. And the first thing they do, of course, is take away the guns, and all the Democratic candidates are promising that at one level or another. So you can't fight back when they come for you. It's really pathetic. We have had some showers in and out throughout the afternoon. Let's take a quick look to see if there's been any new stuff developing. Millbrook and Prattville got the last round. Eastern Montgomery, Pike Road, they got the stuff earlier this afternoon around 2 o'clock. Got pretty frisky, actually. Had a couple of significant weather advisories out. Let's see what the Live in Fear Doppler shows at 5:07 this afternoon. It'll take a minute to load here. All right, there's still some scattered stuff. The heaviest of activity is just passed through Auburn, is moving into Georgia. To the southwest, though, along I-65, there are some small storms developing that look like they're going to continue to move into the Prattville-Millbrook diagonal. So that's where the weather is. In fact, let's get the forecast from Rich. We'll get a look at the roads, and then Brant's going
to
join us.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Our forecast is sounding more and more like that summertime normal, with a few evening storms around that fade out at night, overnight low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, not as many storms on the radar. In fact, they will be few and far between, fairly isolated. Otherwise, it's definitely going to be hotter, with highs in the middle 90s each day and back to that triple-digit heat index pattern again. In fact, I think that'll be around through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are really busy out on the interstates on I-85. You're going to slow down as you approach the downtown area, so be careful if you're headed towards the interchange. Once you leave the interchange headed north towards Prattville, there's a couple of slowdowns for you. One is right around the Northern Boulevard and another one around Highway 143. Those don't look like there's any accidents involved there, so be careful. The traffic should thin out pretty quickly. If you're on the boulevard, it's packed all the way around, especially on the south side around Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, and we see a big crowd around the Atlanta Highway as well. If you're using the 31s to get out of town, just be careful. Watch the traffic around you. We don't see any major delays for you this afternoon. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Brant McDonald joining us in just a minute. Local news coming up now. And all afternoon, I've been here 2 hours and 9 minutes, and I've missed the biggest thing happening on my Facebook page up till this point. We'll get to it. Unbelievable.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A deadly boating accident on the Coosa River claimed the life of 32-year-old Krista Danielle Elliott of Wetumpka. Authorities say Elliott was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. It's been a deadly month on Alabama lakes and rivers. Marine Patrol reports 12 boating crashes with 6 fatalities between July 3rd and July 7th. Starting today, you can expect to see more police presence on Alabama highways. ALEA and local law enforcement agencies are kicking off Operation Southern Shield, a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and 4 other southern states. Police handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during previous years' Southern Shield. Authorities in Hope Hall are investigating a fatal shooting. The shooting happened Saturday in the 100 block of Vista Del Verde Drive. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed one person is dead and 2 others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No word on any arrests. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Summer. Congratulations on making it to the middle of July without wearing your swimsuit in public. Not even once. Booyah!
Booyah! Alrighty, joining us now on another decent day in the world of money, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. I went to a Mickey Mouse birthday party for two-year-old Stephen Tomlinson Saturday, and it was so much fun.
Because,
you know, the neighborhood that I lived in when Janelle was a kid, we had lots of kids that were in that neighborhood. So I went to a lot of those kind of parties for many years and loved them, you know. And this is the first one of those I've been to in a long, long time. Because you tend to be around with other people. You know, when you have kids, you tend to hang with parents that also have kids. And it was very sweet. It was a great throwback afternoon. I really enjoyed it. And I wore my Mouska ears on TV this morning during our segment with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
And I think now that I've gotten the wildness, the wild days out of my system, I'm more the Mousketeer I used to be as a kid. I was a good kid, so. I don't think I'm an embarrassment to the Mickey Mouse Club anymore. I don't know what to read in. Obviously, the market is watching this political circus go on, and I find it hilarious that the president is compelling Democrats to protect people that are killing them in polling data, just absolutely killing them, but they have no choice. And again, he's playing chess, they're playing tiddlywinks or marbles or something. I don't think they have the enough marbles between that whole group to even have a marble tournament. In the meantime, it doesn't seem to be affecting our money. Today was a nice day. Not too far up, but at least up. Green is good.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, keep in mind, we do have a lot of stuff going on in the world of politics, no question about that, but, you know, we are in earnings season. That's a big deal. And, you know, we had a few little earnings reports today. By and large, they weren't bad. Citigroup and some of these others beat their numbers. And I think as the week goes on, we're going to see a lot of other banks, you know, report as well and some other companies. And as we move through the next 2 weeks, the reason I say this is a big deal is because everyone out there is talking about how bad things are. And, I mean, expectations this quarter for earnings are so low, it's ridiculous. I mean, everyone's brought their numbers down. We saw that GDP number for China for the second quarter that came out this morning, and it was really bad. It was the slowest growth they've seen in 27 quarters. So, I mean, this tariff thing is impacting China. It is also probably impacting certain parts of the U.S. economy. But we'll see, you know, and I think when you look at the market and you look at the averages, and to your point, you just said, I mean, we were up again today by just a little bit, by and large, really sort of flat. And I think we're going to tread water here for a little bit, you know, as we move through these earnings, and then the market's going to react to these earnings reports, especially the big names, those really big bellwether names, the ones we talk about all the time, the FANG stocks, those big tech companies that are such a heavy weighting, you know, in the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and several that are in the Dow, you know, Apple, for example. So as we get these big earnings reports, the market will take its cue from there. Aside from that, this politics is crazy. You know, the tweet storm between Trump and the, you know, the these women.
Four.
I don't know. They need a nickname. I don't know if someone's nicknamed the Four, but
I have one, but I can't use it on the air.
Yeah. You know, I will say I totally understand what Trump is trying to say. I do think that the initial tweet you know, that they need to go back to where they came from. That's not playing too well, and it really isn't. But I thought today he did a much better job articulating his position and what he's trying to say. And he's not backing down. And the way he did it today, I think, was much better, because I think in some ways it's going to resonate with the average American. And I'm talking about people of all skin colors. It's going to resonate with them, because this is crazy what these women are saying and what they're talking about and what they're doing. And in many ways, he's right. I mean, you bash Israel, you bash our allies. I mean, they're bashing every single thing there is about the country. And so I get that. I do. But he's got to be careful. You know, he's got to be really careful. I mean, you know, they called him, like he said, you know, curse words and all this. I think one of them said something like, we're going to impeach the mother, you know, blank.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not real professional either.
No. What's hilarious here, in my opinion, I read a story today about Democrat internal polling. Ilhan Omar has 9% approval within Democrats outside her district. AOC has 22%, and a great number of people don't even know who they are. So what Trump did here is compel the Democrats to defend people who are very detrimental to the party in reality. They're way too far left, but now they got to stand up and protect them. So they're really in a spot here. I mean, Pelosi was trying to, you know, one political expert had said, you know, Tip O'Neill would have given her an office in the basement of the Capitol building and put her in charge of, you know, recipes for the Senate lunch. You know, because that's kind of how it works. There's a seniority thing. You know, these are freshmen who are literally claiming that they're running the party. Well, they are. They're running it into the ground. Now, Pelosi, she can't condemn them. She can't do anything politically to make them go away. And they are going to be very destructive forces in next year's election.
No, I think you're right. The key thing I think we're learning is that, these congresswomen, if you just leave them alone, they're going to destroy the party themselves. I mean, it's not playing well in the media. We saw last week all of the tit for tat going back and forth between Pelosi and AOC in particular. And then Trump, actually, it's interesting. We saw him last week say, you know, it's despicable how they're treating Nancy Pelosi. It's just interesting to me watching the interplay and the politics behind how they're handling this. And then this week, you know, we see him injecting himself into the whole thing. And then Pelosi spins around and says, and condemns the president for what he said to them. I mean, this is getting out of hand. I do appreciate what he's trying to say and what he's doing. He probably ought to pull back a little bit and just let them destroy each other. He doesn't need to, because when he does, he becomes the lightning rod. You know what I mean? And anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, for whatever it's worth.
Oh, it's worth more than that. Worth more than that. How do you see the week ahead?
On another subject, real quick.
Are you coming
to
open
the show? You opened the show talking about being a kid and Mouseketeer and all that kind of thing. Well, when I was a kid, I was infatuated with space and astronauts. And so this weekend and this week, you know, I've just been consumed with the whole Apollo 11 thing, the 50th anniversary. I'm curious, have you been watching any of that stuff on
continuously?
Or any of that?
Continuously. And in my car, I have 170 moon pies that we're going to be giving away over the week. In fact, I got to get those into the building before I leave. And we found the December 15, 2014 show where Gene Kranz sat in the studio with us for an hour that morning. And I don't think I've ever been felt more humbled in the presence of greatness than when that man was in this room at that day.
That's incredible.
The guy who calmly, who showed real leadership, especially, I mean, not just the initial moon landing, but Apollo 13, who kept it together and told, you know, the NASA media hacks, hey, this is going to be our finest hour.
Yeah.
And said it like he just had that presence and still has it. And an American hero in every regard. And we're hoping that we can pull that hour from the archives and replay it, maybe more than once.
No, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. I would love to listen to that myself. But you're right. I mean, that guy, all those guys, I mean, everyone from top to bottom, you know, it's still to this day, and I've seen it so many, just hundreds of times, astronauts sitting on top of a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know for sure if it's going to work. You know, I mean, you think about Armstrong and Aldrin and, oh my gosh, help me, the third one. I forgot it. I can't think of his name. He was the one that stayed back in the command module and not the lunar module. Anyway, they climbed aboard that thing right after a crew before them had been fried in the cockpit before it even took off, you know.
Not to mention that they're sitting on 6 million pounds of thrust that with
it.
One bad bolt could blow them to smithereens. Just amazing, the whole
Apollo
process.
Apollo 11 was the largest explosion, man-made explosion, other than the nuclear bomb when it happened.
You know what? The reason they now launch on cloudless days is because Apollo 12 generated two enormous bolts of lightning as it was lifting off. And there was a crisis on that flight that people don't recall, but as they were getting to a critical stage, whether they either continued or aborted the mission, where all the computers went nuts. And one guy, one of those geeks with the glasses and the white shirt and black tie, knew what to do and sent the command to hit the GCE button. And one of the astronauts in the capsule knew which button it was, pushed it, everything was set, and they continued on and made it to the moon. And when you think they did it with less power than I have in an iPhone 6 in my hand.
It's incredible.
And, Brant, that day I was at my dad's house, watched the lunar module land, and then walked to my girlfriend's house, and we watched Neil Armstrong take those steps. And as I was walking, there was a beautiful night in Chicago, looking up at the moon, knowing there were human beings there, and living through the entire adventure to get there, the tragedy of the first Apollo astronauts being burned up in that capsule that caught fire, all of it.
Yeah.
It's a shame that there's not something in progress right now that... Hell, when the space shuttle flew, people were excited.
Yeah.
We need to do that, but you know what? The same the mothers and fathers of the crackpots that are trying to tear everything apart today and talk about what a crap country this is, they were out in the streets, and it was them who said, no, we can't be sending people into space. We've got problems we need to fix here.
That's
Stop
exactly
wasting money.
Right. I mean, they were protesting. You know, how much does it cost to do this?
You know what?
You understand? You realize how much money... But it was forward thinking. It was long-term thinking. Look at all of the jobs and the technological innovation that has spun out of that. I mean, the dividends have paid. It's been incredible, you know.
The technology that we enjoy, this is NASA's biggest failure, is to convey to the American public the things that we enjoy in everyday life that came as a result of space program innovation, even something as basic as Velcro. We advanced ourselves eons by trying. Look, Christopher Columbus didn't take a rocket to America. The prevailing science at the time said the world was flat, and he thought otherwise. There were people that thought he would sail off the end of the earth and into some great abyss.
Yeah.
We have to remember that, too, when we hear about these idiots and their global warming and, oh, God, I don't want to get started on that. They have no idea. We need to keep pushing frontiers. Mars needs to be next, and I hope they get started while I'm still around to see it happen. And under Donald Trump, why not? Why not?
I completely agree, and I know we're getting long on time, but the SpaceX program, you know, Blue Origin, Even Richard Branson's deal with Virgin.
Yes.
All of these things are incredible, incredible new technologies. I've seen these rockets and what they're doing, and I'm sure you have too. I mean, they take off, go up 15 minutes later, they come right back down and land where they took off from. It's just really unbelievable. And matter of fact, next week I'll be down in Cape Canaveral watching one of those Falcon 9 rockets from SpaceX. I'm pretty excited about it. So,
are you joining us tomorrow? Are you coming into the studio?
Yeah. I'll be there. I'm still unclear as to who's coming with me. Mm-hmm. We've got scheduling issues. I'm trying to pry one of my team members loose.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it. In the meantime, get yourself a plan and get it going with help from Brant and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. The number is 387-0094. Make the call, make the appointment, and start talking about ideas that will create a nest egg security for your future. 387-0094. Thanks, Brant.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Got it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
528.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a busy afternoon out on the roadways. Things look pretty good on the interstates, though. We don't have any big problems for you on I-85. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. I-65 doesn't have any delays either. If you're rolling on the boulevard this afternoon, be careful. There's lots of folks out there rolling with you. It's crowded around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and up by the Atlanta Highway. And the 31s are all looking good this afternoon. There's a pretty big crowd headed into the Wetumpka area. Just watch the traffic around you and be careful as you head home this afternoon. At the Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, look for the gold tag and immediately save $1,000 on that vehicle. They're fully stocked with a great selection of whatever you want to drive. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Starting today, you can expect to see more police presence on Alabama highways. ALEA and local law enforcement agencies are kicking off Operation Southern Shield, a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during previous years' Southern Shield. A deadly boating accident on the Coosa River claimed the life of 32-year-old Krista Danielle Elliott of Wetumpka. Authorities say Elliott was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. It's been a deadly month on Alabama lakes and rivers. Marine Patrol reports 12 boating crashes with 6 fatalities between July 3rd and July 7th. Authorities in Hope Hull are investigating a fatal shooting. The shooting happened Saturday in the 100 block of Vista Del Verde Drive. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed one person is dead and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No word on any arrests. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is sounding more and more like that summertime normal with a few evening storms around that fade out at night, overnight low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, not as many storms on the radar. In fact, they will be few and far between, fairly isolated. Otherwise, it's definitely going to be hotter with highs in the middle 90s each day and back to that triple-digit heat index pattern again. In fact, I think that'll be around through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa cashback check. An account with cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wondered if the government should return to the gold standard.
They think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Daphne, we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing. Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
All right, a couple of things on Facebook. Oh, God, this is great. I just changed my cover photo to the picture that was taken the morning of December 15, 2014, when Gene Kranz was our guest in the studio. Baron Coleman's in this photo as well, along with some woman who looks kind of old. I can't tell much from the photo. And I posted it and added this caption: "I am so proud to share this photo. Interviewing NASA's Gene Kranz was a great privilege, and as we approach the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, I can say I was never more in awe of a guest in my studio. Thank you, Joe Panza, for this great moment." Really, this to me was a rock star, of the highest caliber. If Paul McCartney is the greatest living legend in music, Gene Kranz is the greatest living legend in space. And I will never, and I almost wish I hadn't looked when we were talking about Neil Armstrong. We had all thought he had passed away fairly recently. I did too. But it was 2012. And then I saw that picture, because it's on the Wikipedia page. It's not a picture of Neil Armstrong after his passing. It's not a picture of Neil Armstrong standing on a lunar surface. It's a picture of Barack Hussein Obama looking at the moon. Not a shred of humility in that man. None. Zero. You should have been looking at Uranus. Duke.
Hey, brother, how are you? Why did you made me want to throw up. How are you?
I'm all right.
I wrote a song for you. You want to hear it? You like dogs, don't you?
I like what?
You like dogs.
I love doggies, yes.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We are the champions of dogs. And we'll keep on fighting for them all. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for kennels, 'cause we are the champions of dogs. They've taken their blows and never gave in. They helped us in wars. And let's see, and saved our troops, and it will never end. But it's been no bowl of milk bones, no walk in the park. But I consider it a challenge to save them all, and I'll do my part. What you think?
it's ringing a bell.
I'm impressed.
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody the other night.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Hold it.
Girl, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Well, what happened to the Bohemian Rhapsody version of Westminster Kevin's damn son of a... Dude, thanks. That was very good. That was well done.
No problem.
A heck of a performance. That was good.
We have so many Bohemian Rhapsody parodies in the system over the years, but I know that there was one that was done for the Westminster Dog Champion one year, and apparently it is the Bohemian clip, Bohemian crap. Maybe you can look it up while we talk to Jim.
Hey, Greg, I heard you talking about the moon laying there. You know we didn't land on the moon. That was all staged out in the desert.
Right.
Yeah, I heard somebody on your station the other day called in and said that 90% of the people over 40 have been duped in the thinking that we actually landed on the moon.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. But, you know, I can remember that. That's one of those few things in your life where you remember. I know they landed on the moon in the afternoon.
Yes.
And it was Sunday. And that night after church, I lived down in Mobile, and I can remember the people, the Tidmores, who went to their house with a bunch of kids. We sat around the TV and watched it. Uh-huh. When he came down and put his foot on the moon, he was around 8:39, something like that. I can't exactly remember the time, but
I believe in our neck of the woods it was around it was prime time, and yeah. I think he stepped in the moon around 9:56 p.m. Central
time. I remember sitting around there watching it. That's one of those things you go, unbelievable. And that was 1969, the year I graduated from high school, the greatest year in rock and roll. That was a good year, 69. They had the best songs,
Absolutely. It was the year.
I graduated.
It was the year the earth stood still. Joe Namath leads the Jets, the most improbable Super Bowl win everywhere. Literally.
I mean, there was,
along with the moon landing and Woodstock and all kinds of crap.
Oh, man, all the stuff that happened. You look at the songs, and it's really weird, though. The number one song for that whole year was by a band that didn't exist. Ron Dante, whatever.
But Ron Dante was here last year. He was in the Happy Together tour and played it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, he had a couple groups that I think the Cufflinks were another one that he had there. But
you are correct.
But that was a great year, 69. Yeah, this is my 50th high school thing this year. Well, I'm not going. I think they're all dead. But
No,
I'm just kidding.
Mr. Sandman.
I retired this year, so that's a good thing, too.
Mr. Sandman is looking for his classmates from his friends at the Lee High School. He mentions it in his commercial. So there's a reunion happening, a 50th happening this year. Somewhere, I just don't know who.
Where does time fly, man? I drive around listening to the oldies on the radio on my XM. I switch over to the 60s, and then you listen to those songs, you go, man, that was 50-something years ago. My girlfriend was 14, and I was 16 when I first met her in 67. I went, good grief.
I know. I go through it every time.
I'm on 68, and I'm having a meltdown.
Join you in saluting 1969 as the single greatest year in music history, without question. Because you still had the Beatles and Stones making new music, and you had new bands like Creedence and Three Dog Night coming in. It was the pinnacle of Top 40. I got to run. I appreciate the call. And don't feel bad about being 68. I know people that old, and they love it. although this guy is not one of them. Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
It was the summer of 69, right?
Yeah.
So you, a baseball connoisseur, forgot to mention the Miracle Mets in 69.
I was getting to the Mets.
You got the Joe Namath one, right? Then the Miracle Mets, and then, of course, the Moonwalk and all that, and all the great, you're right about all the music. Oh, my God.
No, the Mets winning the World Series was as improbable as Joe Willie leading the Jets to the Super Bowl.
I mean, you know, it was crazy. It was a crazy year in New York, wasn't it, for sports?
Absolutely was.
Yes. It's kind of like when the Red Sox won and the Patriots won same time. I mean, there was great music, and you guys are a little bit older than I am. I was 7 years old when the Moonwalk occurred, and I remember my parents waking me up for it. I lived on the East Coast, so back then it was like 11 o'clock at night, which was like 2 in the morning for a 7-year-old, right? And but that's a memory that there are a few memories when you're a young child that you have. That's one of my primary memories, and the second one is related. And that's when the astronauts got stranded in Apollo 13, when they returned safely to the Earth. I mean, we were praying for them in church and everything at Mass.
This is why I wish everybody would watch Smithsonian Channel tonight for that 10 o'clock show that Joey mentioned. I watched it last night. It takes you through how the near tragedy of Apollo 13 brought the world's attention back to the space program.
Oh, it absolutely did. And we actually, all the kids in my neighborhood, decorated their Stingray bicycles with red, white, and blue crepe paper and put the put the cards on the spokes and like motorcycles. And we had a big parade in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Celebration of the safe return. That's how big a deal it was.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I was a 7-year-old kid, and I clearly understood what was going on, you know, at the time. And actually, when that happened, I guess I was 9, I guess, because it was, 2 years later? 13 happened 2 years later, or a year and a half later.
Apollo 13 was April 13th. It was launched April 13th.
Of 70.
70, yeah.
70, yeah. So I was a year old.
Yeah, because 12 took place in December, I believe, November, December.
You know, you think about, and I know a lot of the country was, splitting apart and coming together at the same time because of Vietnam and all things are going on now. How similar is that now? I mean,
that's what jumped out at me, Chad, because while they were showing here's why the space program had to wind down, and all they're showing are a-holes tearing down cities, doing the same thing they're doing now.
That
this is the next generation. And this time we can't, because there's nothing progressive about what they want. Progressive is saying, hey, there's a body up there that we may be able to find a way to reach, to leave this planet, and then for the first time in history, launch off another planet to come back to Earth, which is what we did. And that took brains, that took guts, that took imagination, imagineering, as the Disney people like to call it. Progressives want to take away our cars. They want to, you know, want to send us back 100 years.
We wouldn't have a moonwalk.
Because they're angry, miserable assholes. That's why.
Well, I'll tell you this. Normally, I would have told Trump to, you know, not get into the middle of the Democrats' fight, let them have their fight, their internecine fight. But he's crazy as a fox because he now has the whole Democratic Party defending four anti-American representatives who are not liked by the majority of the country.
By the majority of Democrats. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The internal polling on those people is abysmal.
And that's like internal polling by Democratic polling organizations.
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if they want to come out there and defend Tlaib Omar, whatever her name is, who is definitely anti-American, anti-Israel, and just absolutely, she's the reason why people are pissed off, because her family was saved from that crap hole of Somalia, and she's out there, she's a damn communist.
And I'm sorry, I don't like looking at her face with that hood on and everything else.
I don't care what she wears, I care about her opinion.
Well,
that's to me, that's...
She, in my opinion, Chad, she wears her opinion.
She is dressed
in her opinion, and we know what it represents. There you go. What else do you need?
You got my friend.
All right, thanks. Look at her. If she doesn't... maybe am I being triggered here? I just have this memory of some people doing something back in 2001 that was very traumatizing. And they did it in the name of their religion. How about progressing to a better vehicle?
That's a nice segue there.
It is. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. They had a pretty busy weekend over there, young Joey.
Uh-huh.
Because I checked, you know, I am tasked with making sure everybody knows what's in the category of vehicles under 10. And I noticed there were some new additions, and a few of the ones we were talking about last week have found homes, which is great. That's what we love to see. Among the new additions, a 2011 Hyundai Elantra GLS for $7,300 and a Hyundai Santa Fe GLS, $7,800. And there are still a few of the Volkswagen Jettas. At one point, they had like six. Now they've got three. If you got somebody heading off to school, send them off in a car that's been vetted. Send them off in a car that is loaded with safety features. They're going to be a strange town, getting used to a new place. You never know. You want them in the most protective car. Like this 2012 Jetta, 61,000 miles on this vehicle. It looks incredible. The pictures are up there. So these cars have good vehicle histories. They look awesome inside and out, but most importantly, they have passed the toughest vetting in town when it comes to deciding whether or not a car is worthy of resale to Jack Ingram, because they don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. So when you're ready, stop by and see Tip Tames and his incredible team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or browse online. You can shop by price, by type of vehicle, by brand, any way you want at jackingram.com. And by the way, they have a value lot across the street. If you have had some financial issues or you've got credit issues, they have 22 different ways to finance your purchase. So stop by and let them know what your situation is, because by doing that, you get back on the path to rebuilding your credit if you've been through a tough time. I can relate, okay? One of the people at the party Saturday was a bankruptcy attorney named Amy Barrett, who is excellent. We're going to have her on as a guest.
Awesome, cool.
It's a topic we have never, I've mentioned I've been through it.
Yeah.
But we have never discussed, because there's always somebody out there. You never know the cruel twists of fate in life, bad decisions, all that stuff. And Amy just, she is has such ready expertise. She was a fascinating person to talk to. And I asked her to be our guest, and we will make that arrangement soon. At 5:51, our final look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of things to slow you down this afternoon. We see a new accident. It's on the boulevard on the south side at Narrow Lane Road, so be careful there. We also have an accident on Vaughn Road at Central Parkway. That's right near the boulevard. If you're on the boulevard, otherwise everything looks pretty good. Just watch yourself around the intersections. The interstates are back up to a speed limit ride, and there's no issues on the 31s this afternoon. Todd's Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you and whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream, too. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clinton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com. Tire
City! Hi folks, Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
5:56, and today's ever going to be venturing into an area we've never been before, and we couldn't because until 2018 and that farm bill, the use of industrialized hemp was not allowed, but I know a lot of people that are using CBD oil.
Oh, yeah. I've used it myself.
Tell me about your experience with it. What works, how it works for you?
Anti-anxiety. I don't particularly have this problem, but a lot of people swear by for reducing inflammation. If you have chronic pain in the joints and stuff like that, but definitely as a sleep aid and anti-anxiety, I've used CBD oil, and they're now selling, I believe, like CBD leaf. And it's not the same thing as cannabis or as marijuana, folks. There's no THC in it.
No, that's what the CBD stores are emphasizing here. It's not a vape shop. It's a boutique-styled store. They focus on high-quality products. And by the way, they make it a point to let you know that everything they sell is made from industrialized certified hemp cultivated from state hemp pilot programs. Mm-hmm. So it's 100% legal in all 50 states. So, you know, and this is why we're going to be spending some time educating people on what this stuff does and how it can enhance your life. But you've already given two great examples of how it can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Your CBD store, this is going to be a really interesting experience for me. This is very unique in terms of my experience. So this is not about getting high. This is not, we have not moved to Colorado. And with what I see going on in Colorado, I'm beginning to wonder if that state isn't just a little bit off the deep end. Your CBD store. We'll be telling you more in the days ahead. What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Well, Troy's here. Mr. Spotlow is here. We might talk about, you know, Seth hopping on Tinder. I don't know.
Tinder?
But definitely...
Tinder what? Tenderloins?
Don't say that.
What?
Tenderloins? Yeah. You are a boomer. You don't know what Tinder is?
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
I know what Tinder is. I heard tender. I heard tender, not Tinder. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm going to come back tomorrow and continue my reign of ignorance in the morning. With Jay and Emily. Thank you.
Pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada News Talk.